Kevin Bear picked up two field goals, two free throws for 10 points, Richard Wood. That's the way to break the press. Two long passes and a layup. That's the way to break that press. Good break. From the left angle, Bywater now into the corner. Adams with the shot, no good. Rebound, corral by Alan Williams. Third quarter undoing, last ball game for Box Elder against Logan. Shooting poorly in the third quarter. At the left angle, Nielsen puts up the shot. 15-footer, short off the front of the rim. Rebound, corral by Kaminska. Outlet pass, stolen by Richard Wood. Right back, Wood dishes underneath to Nielsen. He puts the shot up. Is it good? Does it count? It goes through. Foul on Kies. First personal foul on Kies. The basket is good by Dave Nielsen. And he took his lumps under there to get that basket. 39-37, a chance to cut it to one. Complete the three-point play by Dave Nielsen. Nielsen in backcourt. The backcourt man along with Richard Wood steadies himself, puts a shot up and good. 1 point lead now by Box Elder, 39-38. Bear River coming back and snarling. Rick Yagi across the 10-second line at the top of the key. Looks at the high post to Kaminska at the left angle to Bywater. Bywater back to Rick Yagi. Yagi, set shot, 20-footer, short, low trajectory. Rebound comes off to Alan Williams. Williams to Richard Wood. Put on the dribble. Across the 10-second line, right hands a pass to Nielsen. Nielsen from the angle at the high post to Williams. He hits Bear in the face with the pass. Excuse me, Cullimore. As Cullimore goes up with a shot, Kaminska goes up with him, and Kaminska fouls him. Second personal foul on Kaminska at the free throw line. Shooting two should be Larry Cullimore. And he's looking at his mouth. It's a bleeding. He's counting his teeth. I guess it's okay. Two young men who can really jump. Larry Cullimore, Jimmy Kaminska. Cullimore, 6'1 and a half. Kaminska, 6'2. And they really skyrocket out there. First shot is up and no good. Cullimore got in a rut in one game that we saw. Would miss two, hit two, then miss two, then hit two. Next shot is up and no good, and he missed two. Rebound to Adams. He dishes it out to Rick Yagi. Yagi across the 10-second line. Bounce pass on the right side to Kies. Kies wants the shot, doesn't take it. Back to Kies. Into the post to Kaminska. He has it stolen by Nielsen. Two on one, fast break. Yagi, the only one back. To Wood. Wood puts it up and in. 2 points. Beautiful. Fast break. Two on one, fast break. And Wood picks up his 12th point of the night. 40-39, Bear River with the lead. Kaminska, high post to Kies. Kies starts his drive. Fakes once, puts up the shot. He's hacked on the wrist by Williams. Williams says, oh no. He got him. Fourth personal foul on Williams. Fourth personal foul on Alan Williams with 5:41 left in the third quarter. Foul trouble, Bear River at the free throw line. Scott Kies, two shot foul. He has a chance to put Box Elder out in front once again. Kies puts the first shot up and around and good. Almost didn't fall. 3 points in his third quarter, all from the free throw line by Box Elder, shooting horribly from the field. Next shot is up and good by Scott Kies. 4 points in this quarter by Box Elder. Inbounds pass to Nielsen, nearly knocked away by Rick Yagi and stolen. Back to Williams. Williams being dogged in backcourt to Richard Wood. Wood across the 10-second line, just beats that 10-second count. First shot is up and no good by Williams. Rebound, no good. Rebound comes off to Adams. He loses the dribble, passes across the 10-second line to Yagi. Yagi bounce pass to Kies. Kies from the angle, passes in deep to Adams. Bad pass, rebounded by Cullimore to Nielsen. Nielsen puts in the shot, 2 points. Fast break, and Bear River running on him now, 42-41. Bear River, bad passing, bad shooting by Box Elder. Timeout called by Box Elder. Timeout with a 42-41 score. Bear River leading. Time in, Alex.
Kaylee's in Tremont for all your needs in clothing for the young adults. Kaylee's, formerly Dimmons at the corner of Main and First in Tremont. See Kaylee's today for your spring wardrobe in the styles young America loves best. Furniture for your home and office at Don's Furniture in Tremont. Refurnish your room in the house with new furniture from Don's Furniture. Also, your headquarters for upholstery, Don's in Tremont. Visualize your dream home, completely furnished, inside and out, delivered to your lot and on your foundation. Contact Allen Realty in Tremont, your authorized Boise Cascade dealer. 60 North, 1st West, it's Allen Realty in Tremont. Utah Telephone Company serving Bear River Valley is a member of the Continental Telephone System that had a beginning of 2,000 phones and now has over 1.8 million stations. Your neighbor working hard for you, Utah Telephone Company. Larry?
Thank you, Alex. 10 points in his quarter so far for Bear River, and 4:59 left in the third quarter. Four free throws by Box Elder, shooting the story in this third quarter. Kaminska to Kies, long shot, short off the front of the rim, rebound Williams. They're taking the shots and not following. No rebounding underneath by Box Elder right now. At the top of the key is Richard Wood. Wood seems to have slimmed down a little bit. I don't know if he got hit with the flu or not. Maybe it's just a haircut. In deep to Cullimore, puts up the shot, rebound. High up there is Jim Kaminska. Kaminska on the dribble across the 10-second line. At the top of the key, at the angle to Rick Yagi. Yagi along the baseline to Larry Bywater. Bywater doesn't take the shot to Rick Yagi. Yagi at the top of the key. Wants the shot, doesn't take it to Larry Bywater. At the angle to Rick Yagi. No penetration at all to Phil Adams into the corner. Back to Rick Yagi. Yagi cross court to Bywater. Dangerous pass, nearly stolen by Wood. Shot up by Bywater. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Kevin Barrett. Bear River out of bounds to Box Elder. Into the lineup, Randy Yagi. In replacing Scott Kies. Short, quick lineup in there now. Two Yaggies and a Bywater. Three backcourt men in there, two men up front. Kaminska playing center only because he can jump, and jump well. Inbounds play to Box Elder, knocked out of bounds by Williams. Once again, out of bounds to Box Elder, under their basket to our right. 4:07 left in the third quarter. Trying to get it in as Kaminska passes in, stolen by Dave Nielsen. Bad pass. Dave Nielsen across the 10-second line to Richard Wood. Wood into the corner. Now dribbles out near the top of the key. Puts up the 15-footer. Too long. Rebound. Grabbed by Adams, and he wrestles it away from Alan Williams. Pass, outlet pass. Stolen by Richard Wood. Stolen right back by Phil Adams. And Wood climbs out of the crowd to Larry Bywater along the baseline. 2 points. 17 points Bywater. First field goal in this third quarter by Box Elder. Regains the lead 43-42 to Richard Wood. Wood of Bear River being double-teamed. Cuts the legs out from under the referee as he jumped for that ball. Referee regains his balance, as does the Aggie boy. Into the corner, Nielsen launches the shot, crawls across the rim, rebound, Cullimore, 2 points. Beautiful rebound, Cullimore, 44-43 now, as Bear River leads once again. Rick Yagi across the 10-second line. Rick Yagi gets it to the high post to Kaminska. Starts his drive. Dishes it off to Adams. Around. No good with the shot. Rebound comes to Bear. Bear River has the boards. No two ways about it. Bear River does have the boards. From the angle, Richard Woods on the dribble. At the right side to Cullimore. Back to David Nielsen. Give it to Nielsen. Let him work one-on-one. Now to Richard Wood. Wood puts up the shot. 15-footer. 2 points. Beautiful shot, Wood. 7 field goals on the evening by Richard Wood, 14 points. 46-43, 3-point lead, Bear River. The Yaggies in backcourt. Rick Yagi at the top of the key, bounce pass to Bywater. Bywater from the angle. Bywater starts to drive, puts it up, and falls through. Beautiful shot, Larry Bywater. First shot, and it was answered. 46-45, Bear River with the lead. Full court press, Nielsen working with the ball. Nielsen behind the back dribbling. A little showboat there being dogged by Randy Yagi. No foul as Randy Yagi's right on him, nose to nose. High post to Williams, give and go to Wood. He puts it up, around, no good. Rebound comes down, controlled by Phil Adams. Hot and heavy action now. I'll let pass to Rick Yagi, trying to force the drive. Yagi goes to the basket, 2 points. Rick Yagi. 7 points, Rick Yagi. 47-46, Box Elder with the lead once again. Full court press, Box Elder. The Dervish is going at him now. Richard Wood across the 10-second line, breaks the press. Now to Dave Nielsen. Nielsen at the top of the key, starts his drive at the angle, puts up the 20-footer, 2 points. Zeroes in. Dave Nielsen, 18 points on the evening, 3 field goals in this quarter. 48-47, Bear River with the lead. At the left angle, Larry Bywater out to Rick Yagi. Yagi, set shot, 20-footer, short off the front of the rim. Everybody standing around, and Richard Wood gets it. Comes right to him. Rebound, Bear River with the ball. Bear River a chance to take a 3-point lead. From the angle, no. Kevin Bear passes in deep. Williams fakes once, puts up the shot next. Foul on Adams. Adams says, no, he jumped into me. Adams says, no, honestly, he did jump into me. Referee says, no, he didn't. Foul. Phil Adams, third personal foul. Adams in trouble now. Two men with 3 personal fouls. Timeout to the free throw line. When time comes back in, Alan Williams. Timeout, Bear River 48, Box Elder 47.
A1 used cars and trucks at Anderson's Ford Incorporated for your new Ford or Mercury. All the great ones by Ford. at Anderson Sport Incorporated, your best bet is Anderson Sport. Doing some winter painting, then why not the finest paint available? Bennett's from Darrell's Glass and Paint in Brigham City. Colorize your home with Bennett's paint from Darrell's Glass and Paint in Brigham City, do believe. Union 76 is the sign for Moya's Union 76, 5th North and Main in Brigham City. Great for your car and easy on your pocketbook. Moya's Union 76, gasoline and other fine products. So far, really enjoying the game. 47-48, how much closer can he get?
48-48.
Okay, you guys.
That's not close, that's tied, man.
Alan Williams at the free throw line to shoot two. Foul on Phil Adams was his third. Adams, Bywater, Kaminska up front for Box Elder, Yagi twins in the backcourt. Up front for Bear River, Williams, Cullimore, and Bear. In the backcourt, Nielsen and Wood. At the free throw line, shooting two, Alan Williams. First shot is up and good. Good free throw shooter. Williams picks up his first point of the evening. Makes it 49-47, 50-47 as Bear River takes a three-point lead. Box Elder with the ball. 1:12 left in his third quarter. Randy Yagi on the right side to Rich Yagi. Back to Bywater. Bywater, jump shot from the angle. Cross across the rim. No good. Tap up once by Adams. Rebound comes down to Bear River. To Richard Wood. No height in there. No rebounding power for Box Elder right now. From the angle, Dave Nielsen. Shot no good. There goes Kaminska. Sky high. Comes down with a rebound. To Rick Yagi. Yagi at the top of the key. Has it knocked away from behind. Foul on Dave Nielsen. Third personal foul, Dave Nielsen. Silly foul by Dave Nielsen to the free throw line, or is it a common foul? Have to see if it's a common foul. Common foul. Third team foul on Bear River. Out of bounds to Box Elder. Third personal foul on Dave Nielsen. Four men in foul trouble by Bear River now. This could tell in that fourth quarter. Larry Bywater into Rick Yagi. Rick Yagi to Bywater at the angle. Now at the top of the key to Rick Yagi at the right angle to Randy Yagi. Bounce pass to Rick to Randy. Randy wants a shot. Now to Rick. Rick wants a shot. He's being guarded too closely and too far out. To Randy. Brother combination now playing pass it to each other. Now back to Rick Yagi at the angle at the top of the key to Larry Bywater. Offense rotates from the left angle. Randy Yagi. 2 points. He put that one in. Long pass. Pass nearly intercepted by Rick Yagi now. And Rick Yagi right on the tail of Dave Nielsen. Nielsen dishes off to Cullimore. To Alan Williams. Williams starts his drive. Left-handed hook shot. Short. Rebound. Bear. Rebound. Phil Adams. Jump ball call. No correction. One official calls jump ball. The other official calls foul on Kevin Bear. Gerald Hughes exploded off the bench, as did Jim Richards and assistant coach Green for Bear River. Common foul. Kevin Bear picks up his second personal foul. Out of bounds to Box Elder. No shooting violation. 50-49, Bear River leading. Inbounds to Rick Yagi from Randy Yagi. Rick Yagi puts it up. 2 points! From midcourt. From midcourt. Rick Yagi puts it up from midcourt and hits it for 51-50. 51-50 as Rick Yagi puts up a wish shot from midcourt. Just as the gun went off, deafened us, and the crowd's deafened now with their own yelling. Beautiful shot by Rick Yagi, reminds you of Jerry West. 51-50 at the end of the third quarter. Alex, catch your breath, and let's get some commercial announcements. I'll think of it yet.
All I can say is, ha-ha, you missed it. I saw it. Fantastic. Magnavox has come to Box Elder County. Nesson Furniture in Fremont invites your inspection of beautiful Magnavox TVs, stereos, and stereo AM-FM combination along with fine quality furniture. Now Magnavox from Nesson Furniture in Fremont. Self-propelled farm tools by New Holland from Farm Equipment, Jones Equipment, at the crossroads in Fremont. Case tractors and farm equipment are your best buy at Jones Equipment at the crossroads in Fremont. Ready for a little fantastic play starting off the fourth quarter. 51-50. Wow.
The Dervishes might win it for him tonight. 51-50. This could be enough to spark Box Elder onto a win. We'll have to wait and see. A big fourth quarter to go. Box Elder has led after every quarter. But this time it took a half-court shot by Rick Yagi to do it. And it was right through. Tap controlled by Box Elder. First time, Adams puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to Larry Cullimore. Foul on the play, Jimmy Kaminska. Third personal foul on Kaminska at the free throw line will be Alan Williams. Jim Richards into the lineup now. A correction, Kevin Bear. Richardson replacing Alan Williams. Richards with four personal fouls. At the free throw line, Larry Cullimore will be shooting 1-1. That's the first time that the tap has been controlled by Box Elder, and they missed the shot. Adams went hard to the board and missed the shot. First shot is up and good by Cullimore. 4 points on the evening by Larry Cullimore, 51 all, with 7:53 left in this ball game. Apoplexy night altogether. Larry Cullimore puts up the next shot. It's good. 5 points on the evening, 52-51. Bear River with the lead once again. And the cavalry charge as the Yaggies bring it up court. Larry Bywater working at the angle to Phil Adams into the corner. Adams wants the shot, doesn't take the shot, in deep to Jimmy Kaminska. Kaminska being triple teamed, now to Bywater. Jump ball call as Jim Richards got a beautiful block on the play. Dennis Cusick calling for the foul. Referees say jump ball, free throw, circle to our right. Jim Richards with a beautiful block on the play and a 4-inch height advantage against Bywater. Tap controlled by Box Elder. Jim Kaminska puts the shot up, no good. Rebound, Adams. Foul on the play, foul on Kevin Bear. Adams can't out-jump anybody, but he can sure out-muscle him. One-on-one situation coming up for Phil Adams. Third personal foul on Kevin Bear, and now the foul situation becomes critical for both teams. Adams puts up the first half of the one-on-one, around and good. Three more co-eds fainted on that one. That one nearly came out. Phil Adams, 5'11" forward, and I'm telling you, he has muscle. Second shot is up and good. Box Elder with the lead once again, 53-51. Back and forth, back and forth. Dave Nielsen working with the ball across the 10-second line for Bear River. Being dogged by Rick Yaggy. Nielsen drives along the baseline. Let's see, Nielsen, overhand dribble, turnover as Nielsen tried to do it all himself. Daryl Hughes holds his head and says, no way, and the referee says, yes, there was. Turnover to Box Elder. Randy Aggie tries to pass to Bywater, knocked out of bounds, quick hands, Dave Nielsen, good defensive play. 53-52, Box Elder with the lead, Box Elder with the ball. 7:17 left in this ball game. At the angle to Phil Adams. Adams wants the shot, doesn't take it. Now at the high post to Jimmy Kaminska. Randy Aggie, let's fly, 2 points. Second longest shot of the evening, this one by Randy Yaggy, and only short by 20 feet from his brother Rick's. Randy Yaggy just let fly with that one. 55-52, Bear River with the ball. Richard Wood working with the ball now, being guarded by Randy Yaggy to Dave Nielsen. Nielsen from the angle puts up the shot around, no good. On his back is Jim Richards, on the back of Jimmy Kaminska, that's five. There goes Richards. Richards fouls out with 6:43 left. And the fourth quarter, Williams comes in to replace him. 7 points on the evening by Jim Richards. Good ball game while he was in there. Too bad. Too bad for Jim Richards. Good ball game. He picked up some fouls. Fouls out with 6:43 left. First man to bite the dust. Time in with Box Elder leading 55-52.
Brigham Realty for professional real estate service. List your home with Brigham Realty and ask about their guaranteed sales plan. 83 South Main, Brigham Realty. Get rid of the winter blahs. The free beauty salon with trained personnel to make you a new you. 148 North Main, Brigham City. Make an appointment today with the free beauty salon. And some of the women I've seen around town could use a new them. With extended banking hours, home service from First Security Bank in Brigham City. Don't use cash, use your Bank America card, and pay only once a month. Complete banking service at First Security Bank in Brigham City. International Harvester, tractors and farm equipment. The best line for farm and ranch, and you can rely on Brigham Implement for the best buy. Near used farm equipment, it's Brigham Implement, west of Brigham City. 55-52, an exciting game.
You bet it's exciting. Into the fourth quarter now, 55-52, Box Elder. And at the free throw line will be Jimmy Kaminska. As he drew the fifth personal foul from Jim Richards. Richards out of the ball game now. This should even up this ball game a little bit more. Richards with all the height, 6 feet five. For Bear River, not all the height, but most of it. 6'3", 6'2", up front now, and Larry Cullimore back into the lineup along with Alan Williams, Kevin Bear up front, Wood and Nielsen in the backcourt. The Aggie Twins along with Bywater, Adams, and Kaminska. One and one situation. Kaminska hits the first one. 56-52, 4-point lead. Two well played. Two teams playing ball very well tonight. 56-52. Box Elder with the 4-point lead. Next shot is up and good by Kaminska. Nine points on the evening by Jimmy Kaminska. Full court press, Box Elder. 5-point lead, 57-52. 6:40 left in the ball game. Nielsen across the 10-second line. Long pass to Cullimore. Back to Nielsen. Nielsen wants the shot from the corner. Puts up the shot. 2 points. Dave Nielsen, 2 points. Making it 57-54. 3-point lead, Box Elder. Randy Yagi at the top of the key. You better guard him from midcourt. He's just like Rick. He might shoot from out there. Larry Bywater from the angle. Bywater being guarded closely by Dave Nielsen. At the angle post to Kaminska. Back to Bywater. Jump shot from the baseline. 2 points. Box Elder starting to score now. 59-54. 5-point lead. Nielsen being guarded closely by Rick Yagi. And Yagi hooks him in backcourt. Second personal foul on Rick Yagi. Sloppy foul. Nielsen beat him, and Yagi tried to get back at him. Tried to catch up with him, I should say. And hooked him. To the free throw line will be Dave Nielsen shooting 1-on-1. 59-54, 5-point lead. Box Elder on their home floor. Dave Nielsen on the evening has 20 points. First shot is up, no good. Rebound corralled by Jimmy Kaminska. Bear up there with him. Larry Bywater has a dribble away from him by Richard Wood as he crosses the 10-second line. Randy Yagi being double-teamed in the corner. Coffin corner, timeout being called by Randy Yagi. Dennis Kuczyk says, what? Kuczyk says, come here, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Randy Yagi trying to avoid the jump ball, calls timeout, wastes a timeout for Box Elder. 59-54, the score with 5:46 left. Box Elder leading.
Put it near the radio. I want to talk to you for a minute. You'll be chic in classic fashions from the Classic Shop in Tremont. The latest in styles and patterns, plus the friendliest sales, ladies, make your stop at the Classic Shop, the place for women's fashions. No, Larry, don't be a bandleader now, okay? You'll be okay for winter and spring driving with OK tires from the OK Tire Store in Tremont. Regardless of the type of tire or the size of tire you need, it'll be filled at the best price possible at OK Tire in Tremont. And this is, by the way, Alex Nasal Herrera in with
Larry Jewell.
Right. Till end of the ballgame. Bear River State Bank, your local home-owned bank, offers every type of banking service, and they will be open soon in their new home. For your banking needs, rely on the professionals at Bear River State Bank. Score 59-54, and wow, an exciting game, I'd say.
I would say so also, Alex. We'd like to thank the Ambassador Club and the Bear River Sports Club for I'll wait till later to thank you, Alex, for bringing you this ball game tonight, sharing sponsorship tonight. From the corner, Randy Yagi, no good. Rebound, long rebound, corralled by Kaminska. He goes back with it. No good. Long rebound comes off again, this time to Kevin Bear. Jump ball called. Kaminska and Bear. Daryl Hughes a little upset, but not too bad this time. Kaminska and Bear, 6 feet two each. Bear with a little more muscle, jumping free throw circle to our right. Tap controlled by Randy Yagi of Box Elder. 5-point lead, Box Elder with the ball. Rick Yagi with the ball, being guarded closely by Richard Wood. Wood takes a swipe at the ball, cannot get it. Rick Yagi now clears it out to Bywater. Jump ball called, guarded closely. Richard Wood and Rick Yagi go to the free throw circle to our right. This is like having two jumping beans jump. These guys are so tiny.
Yes.
Thank you, Alex, for the good ad lib. Rick Yagi controls the tip. The Bear River controls the ball. Dave Nielsen along the baseline being double-teamed. Foul on the play. No, knocked out of bounds by Rick Yagi as he came in from behind to try to get the ball away from Dave Nielsen. Out of bounds to Bear River under their own basket to our left. 5:15 left in the ballgame. 59-54. Box Elder leading from the corner. Set shot, Kevin Bear. Around, no good. Rebound, Phil Adams tears it out of there. Rugged rebound, Phil Adams clears it out to Bywater. Bywater starts to drive, and he's tripped up down there. Foul on the game, a correction. No foul. They say he tripped over himself. Traveling violation as Bywater tried to move. You can't move that sit down when you're sitting. Traveling violation, and that's a tough way to go. Across the 10-second line, Dave Nielsen, he's fouled on the play. Foul on Phil Adams. Fourth personal foul on Phil Adams, and he's in serious trouble. to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Dave Nielsen with 4:59 left in the ballgame. 5-point lead. Box Elder, Box Elder, Bear River scrapping at each other tonight. Down home basketball game. Cross county rivals in Box Elder. Box Elder's gym. First shot is up and good by Dave Nielsen. 21 points on the evening. That won't hurt his scoring average. Leading Region 1 scoring. Nielsen, right hands the next one up. Good. Converts both ends of the 1-1 situation. 59-56. Full court press nailed by Bear River. Yaggies in backcourt being double teamed, triple teamed. Has it dribbled away from them by Larry Cullimore. He puts it up and in. 2 points, Cullimore. 59-58. The Yaggies in backcourt. Breaks the press now to Phil Adams. Adams pulls up short with a jump shot. Around, no good. Rebound cleared by Alan Williams. A chance for Bear River to go out in front. Richard Wood across the 10-second line. Passes in deep to Nielsen. Nielsen wants a shot. Forces a shot. Too long. Phil Adams at the ball. Outlet pass to Rick Yaggy. Everybody on their feet now except Alex and me. And we wish that we were. Rick Yaggy. Bounce pass to Larry Bywater at the right angle. Box Elder with a 1-point lead. Randy Yaggy with the jump shot. 20-footer. Too long. Rebound. Controlled by Randy Yaggy. Goes back to the boards. Rebound. Phil Adams. Box Elder. No good. Rebound. Controlled by Bear River. Alan Williams finally gets the ball. Richard Wood across the 10-second line. 59-58, 4:02 left in his ball game. Nielsen to Cullimore, goes to the boards. Too short. Tap up and in by Larry Cullimore. 60-59. Bear River with the lead. Dean double-teamed in backcourt as Randy Yaggy clears it off to Larry Bywater. Bywater goes to the boards. Pulls up short with a jump shot. 2 points. 2 points. Richard Wood with the foul. Bywater picks up his field goal. 61-60. Richard Wood picks up his first personal foul of the evening. To the free throw line is Phil Adams shooting 1-1. Could be a 4-point play. Richard Wood pushing off underneath as Bywater hits the jump shot. Good break for Box Elder. Poor break for Bear River. Phil Adams will be shooting 1-1. Basket good by Bywater. Daryl Hughes says, how come the 1-1? He says, oh no, as Murph Thompson tells him.
Excedrin headache number 22, 1-1.
1-1, right, Alex. Excedrin headache. Shouldn't plug another commercial, but we might as well anyway. We plugged about everybody else tonight, right?
About everybody, yes.
Okay, 3:41 left in the ballgame. 1-1 situation, Phil Adams. Could give Box Elder a 3-point lead. Bear River, Box Elder, tooth and nail tonight. 61-60, Box Elder. Phil Adams, first shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Dave Nielsen. Adams pounds his hand into his fist into his left hand. Nielsen puts up the shot, 2 points. Nielsen guns and hits. Bear River with the 1-point lead, 62-61 in backcourt. The Yaggies, a little help now from Kaminska. Cross-court pass to Bywater, out of bounds. Turnover, Box Elder, bad pass. Box Elder trying to throw the ball away right now. Out of bounds to Bear River. Bear River with a chance to take a 3-point lead with 3:20 left in the ballgame. Wood at the left angle to Kevin Bear. Back to Wood. Wood, clears it off to Dave Nielsen. Nielsen now to Cullimore, gives it back to Nielsen. Slow, deliberate offense now, trying to get the good shot to Bear, to Richard Wood. Wood with a left-handed dribble. Zone defense, Box Elder trying to keep Bear River out on the perimeter. Bear River being kept out near midcourt. To the left angle to Kevin Bear, to Richard Wood. Wood starts to drive. Wants the shot, doesn't take the shot. Clears it out near midcourt again, being dogged by Randy Yaggy. Richard Wood passes into the corner to Kevin Bear, to Wood. Wood being guarded closely by Randy Yaggy. Man-to-man defense now. To Dave Nielsen. Nielsen starts to drive against Rick Yaggy. Loses it, out of bounds, foul on Rick Yaggy. Third personal foul on Rick Yaggy with 2:36 left in the ballgame. Dave Nielsen shooting 1-1. Nielsen shooting 1-1 from the free throw line. 1-1 situation coming up. Dennis Cusick anxious, so is Daryl Hughes. Nielsen, first shot is up. No good. Rebound, Jimmy Kaminska. Larry Bywater across the 10-second line for Box Elder. Trailing by one. Rick Yaggy being fouled by Dave Nielsen. Overguarding Dave Nielsen. Fourth personal foul on Dave Nielsen. To the free throw line goes Rick Yankee, Alex Herrera, rooting for everybody, applauding no matter what happens. Shooting one-on-one, Rick Yankee. Rick Yankee with 9 points on the evening, including 2 points to end that third quarter. First shot is up and good. Rick Yankee trying to single-handedly bring it back into this ball game. Ties it up 62-all. 2:26 left in the ball game. Rick Yankee misses the second shot. Tie ball game. Bear River working on offense. Dave Nielsen at the top of the key starts his drive. Clears it out to Larry Cullimore. Cullimore clears it out now to Richard Wood out near the 10-second line. Being guarded by Randy Yankee. Switch goes. Randy Yankee takes a swipe at Nielsen. Nielsen, 15-footer, 2 points. Nielsen, good shooter, and he guns and he hits. Highwater across the 10-second line. For Box Elder, 2 point lead, Bear River. Randy Yagi at the top of the key from the angle. Rick Yagi. Yagi wants the shot. Rick, that is. Now back to Randy. Randy tempted to take the 25-footer. That's a little too long. Rick Yagi guns it up. Off to the right. Rebound, Phil Adams. Adams being guarded in close. Jump ball. And Phil Adams comes out of there in a hurry. Could have gone as a foul. Could have gone as a jump ball. Jump ball called. Phil Adams, Kevin Bear, free throw circle to our right. 64-62. Bear River leading. Adams controls the tip down to Bear River. Dave Nielsen with the ball. 1:36 left in the ball game. To the right side to Larry Cullimore. Nielsen along the baseline. Runs into Phil Adams. Foul on Phil Adams. No position by Phil Adams. Box Elder fans, boo. That's all for Phil Adams. 1:30 left in the ball game. Phil Adams fouls out. 6 points in the ball game. The men come off the bench for Bear River to congratulate Phil Adams. This could spell trouble. This couldn't mean at all for Bear River. A chance to go up by four. Adams jumping in front of Dave Nielsen did not have position. Obviously did not have position. Knocked on his undergirding, you might say, by Nielsen. Nielsen to the free throw line shooting 1-1. Adams did not have position. Good call by the referee. 64-62. Coming into the lineup now is Bob Farnsworth to replace Phil Adams. They're getting a short, scrappy team in there now for Box Elder. Alex, he's still excited?
Well, even more so, doubly more than the third quarter.
Indeed. That was a good shot by Rick Yagi.
For me to start clapping, I mean, it has to be exciting. For me, you know, the big...
A number one sports fan.
Right on.
Watching all the girls all the time, right?
What else is there to watch besides, you know, basketball a little bit?
Right, Alex.